My name is Kanego Mashego. I'm from St. David's Marist Unanda. I'm part of a South African-Chilean exchange. And today I'll be having a conversation with three of my friends who have been here for about a month.
I'm Juan Pablo Flores. I'm from Chile, Villa Alemana. And I'm from Colegio Champagnat.
Well, my name is José Tomás Neira. I'm from Chile too, and I go to Instituto Rafael Ariztía in Quillota.
My name is Daniel Rittenbach. I'm a pupil at St. David's Marist Unanda, and I'm 16.
My first question for you guys is, this is specifically for the Chileans. What did you expect when you found out you were coming to South Africa?
Well, in my case, I didn't really have... Well, my expectations were more like cultural. I really wanted to know about everything that builds the South African culture. So I didn't have more like expectations aside maybe the food. Yeah, I was always thinking about like how the food is going to be, and I didn't know how until I got here.
Well, in my case, I didn't know anything about South Africa before going here. So my expectations were with the language. I really wanted to speak English and to improve my level with being here.
Juan, okay. Actually, both of you, how did you guys end up finding the food here?
Like- Oh, yeah, the food, well... First of all, it's really spicy compared to the one in Chile. And most of the stuff is really spicy. Not to the point that it's like really bad, but it was definitely a change, do you think?
Yeah, I think the same. Well, you guys eat a lot of meat, so I like that. That's but the food were really spicy.
Okay. The places you guys saw, because I know you guys went to a lot of places, which... would you say is your favorite place that you've been to?
So, in my case, well, I really liked like most of the places I visited. I really liked the game drive. That was really good, seeing all the lions and stuff. But I also really liked Gold Reef City. It was really interesting, like the sheer size of the casino and like the amusement park and the mines, like down the mine attraction was really interesting. So yeah, like there was a lot of stuff that was interesting. Also knowing Soweto's history too, that was the thing too.
Well, I really liked the museums that we went to, and the one that I liked the most was the Apartheid Museum. And I really liked going to Mahalisburg with Daniel's family to see the animals there.
I'm glad. What does stand out for you if you had to say, like, if not those places, but we went with, like this last week. What is a highlight for you?
Well, I think spending time with your family was really nice this week off school, so we got to see our brother's rugby game. We got to go to Sun City with your mom, and it was a really nice experience.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you guys find living with a new family? So, like, compared to living with your own families, having to come to a strange place and live with
the harsh
strangers.
The harsh truth.
You know? I don't think it was like a harsh thing, at least for me, because like I think that I can like adapt quickly to that. But it was mostly because I was like already thinking that I was gonna be with other families, so it wasn't really a shock for me, and it was like an opportunity to meet new people and like speak more English, because there isn't too much English in Chile, like to exercise and stuff. So like it wasn't really a hard thing for me. It was more of I was more excited actually. I really wanted to see their family and start talking, and yeah.
Well, before we got here in South Africa, my family already talked to Daniel's family video call, so I wasn't really like scared or something, because I already knew them and they were very nice. So when I got here, at the first days I was pretty shy, so it was kind of difficult. But his family is very similar to mine, so.
Yeah, no, actually, I loved having someone here, and like, so you would think it'd be quite hard, but him being the same age, liking a lot of the similar interests, it was easy to get along. It was kind of like having another brother in the house, having a friend to do stuff with. I really enjoyed it, and I hope I can do the same when I go to Chile.
Yeah, I understand.
And for you?
For me, I really enjoyed it, actually. I learned a lot more information about Chile than I knew a month ago. there's that. And also, like, it felt like it wasn't just me at home as well. Because, like, before, it would be, like, me and my mom all the time. So having another person there was quite nice. I enjoyed it. I already asked you guys what about South Africa. Oh, what about South Africa is your favorite thing? Like, yeah.
This thing. Did I learn something new?
Soweto?
I learned a lot about Soweto's history. I knew a bit of it, but I learned a lot of the background towards it. So that was nice and interesting. We revisited a lot of museums I visited when I was younger. So got to rehash a lot of the history. I wouldn't say anything new, maybe, but definitely some memories. So lots of stuff that'll stand out because I got to do it with someone else and a friend. So yeah, that once in a lifetime, really. I had fun, you know. You see it in the movies, like a really passionate like a church like session ceremony, and I enjoyed it. I would go back just for the vibe.
10 times better than the mess we have at school.
Oh, goodness.
No.
Well, talking about Soweto, I really like that church. In Chile, the church is very... it's very different than churches there in Soweto, so it was a really nice experience.
Yeah, especially the choir.
Yeah, the choir. That was
really different and interesting.
I can tell Antonio loved the choir.
Oh, he was right.
the videos he was taking were funny. Oh. Okay, so since you guys really enjoyed Soweto, do you think if you had the opportunity to go back home and tell people about it, to come visit, would you?
In my case, obviously, because in Chile, at least my circle doesn't know anything about South Africa. So now I got a lot of information to tell them that, because they maybe know something about South Africa, but that's not like real. It's not, I don't know how to say it, but.
You're saying
it,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my case, I would recommend my family going here to South Africa too, because it's a really interesting place. It has really, it's a really interesting history. And at least I know that my parents love museums and long walks. So they love, being here, also the animals and everything. I think that every place here in South Africa is a good experience for someone that doesn't really know about it, because it's quite a, I wouldn't say also, it's a shock, it's a culture shock, it's everything. Because people in South America in general, we don't know that much about Africa in general. So it's a really interesting place that I would recommend anyone to come here to South Africa, to Joburg, because it has a really rich history, has really nice people and everything is
Wait, Kijo, speaking about the people, like, so this so if it's South Africa, a very very a huge variety of different types of people, different cultures. If you had to say like a standout memory, it could be an experience of when you met a person or someone you met while you were here, but what would that be like? Because there's I know we met some interesting people, but I don't know if you can think of anything.
Well, yeah, I met a lot of people. Like in general, in like KG's friend and like cousins and things. So they were all really nice people and really like it was fun to be around them because here I don't know why, like people have like an energy, like they, like lifts you up, kind of.
Yeah.
So it's really like. A joyous experience, I would say. It was really there's really happy memories with like everything. So yeah.
Well, all of the people that I've been with there are very nice with me, so I'm very grateful for that. And I really didn't have a bad experience with being here. People are. That's the thing that turned out. For me, the most that they are really nice with people that they don't know. So I think that, well, at least the people that I know, that won't happen.
Was there anything that reminded you of Chile here in South Africa?
I would say that, like, maybe history-wise, like there was like, I wouldn't say it was the same. But I think that is really similar. It's like the country being free again in the 90s. That's a really important thing. So I think that I would say that is similar. Is that we all had like really serious like points in for our history. They are really recent, you know. That's a thing. And another thing that is really similar are like the amount of like different people, cultures of people in one country. I would say that that's really similar too in the sense of like immigrant people coming and people from like native South African people. So it's, I would say that from that way it's really similar. And also, I thought that Joburg, in general, like the construction of the city is really similar to Santiago. So that's the thing that really, I don't think it was only me that thought that, that like going to Santon was going like to the richest part in Santiago. So yeah, it was really a similar experience. It was like kind of the same. So I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Well, being here in South Africa, you get to know a lot of people with different cultures. So that's one thing that is happening in Chile right now, with a lot of people coming from different countries to live in this in Chile. So that thing, and I think Daniel's family remind me a lot of my family because I'm also the middle child, and his brothers are very similar age to my siblings, so it was kind of the same fights, the same everything.
Just having an ally in the house for once. But it's complete opposite to me because I get up at like 6:40 for school. He's up at 6. It's quite a easy early bird.
But I think. I think that's only because I'm here, because when I'm in Chile, in my house, I just don't wake up.
Did you get away with stuff because you had somebody.
Oh yeah. Did you get away with that? A lot. This was my like go to if anything went wrong, it'd be like, oh, it was I had Jose, yeah, I had to I had to show him this or that. We're late. He had to go grab something from there. It wasn't my fault. So yeah. it made it quite easy. But
Juan, you were telling me that during your early stages of our visit, that the schools are very different. How did you guys find coming to a school like St. David's?
First of all, the school is really big. But I don't know if like all schools are that way, but like specifically this one was like amazingly big. Like every like it had like fields for every sport. So it was really impressive, and like seeing the boarding houses and everything, because like at least I'm not used to seeing that in schools. The other thing that surprised me a little bit was like it confused me for a lot of time, was like the grade system, you know?
Yeah.
Like I didn't know how to like compare it to Chile, because you guys have like from grade 1 to 12, I don't know. It was really difficult for me to like compare it and to explain people that we had like primary, middle, and secondary like school. And yeah, it was kind of a thing that was different and really difficult for me to understand. And like other stuff, that like the amount of new like classes that I saw. Like, I never entered an EGD class or a drama class. Like, I never seen something like that. So it was, like, a really different experience compared to Chile.
What was the question?
The question was, how did you find being at a school like St. David's here in South Africa?
Oh, yeah. And, well, the first thing that I... that it was quite shocking to me that is that you guys eat like really early in the morning.
Yeah, that's true.
So the first days I didn't eat at all, just a bit, because it was a lot of food in the morning. We're not used to it. We just eat like before 2.
Yeah.
So, but I really liked the food here. In St. David's is a lot better than in my school.
Yeah, every school in Chile. Yeah.
So we all go to Marist schools. Did you see any differences between the two Marist schools, St. David's and your guys' schools?
Or similarities.
Okay, so like a thing that I don't know if happens in Quillota is the mass, the going to mass like every Thursday, I think it was, right?
Yeah.
So at least in my case, I don't have to go to mass. So that was like quite a difference, because like the Catholic like things are really more important here in St. David's, which was first of all kind of a I don't know if a shock, but it was kind of like, this is different, yeah. So that's for one, and I think like the boarding system too. Like, you guys still have boarding houses, which I don't know if there's any left in Chile, but it's not common at all. So that's a thing.
Well, the first thing that I noticed that was different to my school, it was the houses that you have here.
Or like the architecture. Yeah.
Oh, no, like
the, oh,
like
the house.
Oh, I'm slow. Yeah, yeah. Slow. Yeah, that was tricky too. Yeah.
And all the lessons that you have, like each classroom has a different lesson. That doesn't happen in Chile. We have like each class has its own classroom. And then you do all lessons there.
Well, talking about school now, so I'm not going to say anything because I don't know who's going to watch this, but like, if you had to say your favorite teacher or least favorite teacher or what subject you enjoyed, yeah. I'm just out of curiosity. I'm wondering about your experience.
Well, I think my favorite teacher was, I don't know his name, but
the history teacher.
Yeah, the history teacher. Because in the other lessons, I didn't have to work because I don't know anything about IT or
Afrikaans, maybe.
Or Afrikaans, too. So the lessons that I had to work was like history, physics, maths. And he's a very nice person and he's very funny. Wow.
How did you find leaving Chile with the politics it has there to South Africa?
Like I didn't live it. So it's all like reading history and stuff. So I wouldn't say that I know 100% what happened. But compare the Chilean politics to here. I don't know, really, because I don't know that much about politics here.
Yeah. Mm.
So, but yeah, I think that, like, at least I think that all of us got surprised by it, was, like, that is, like, the same party has been going, running for, like, a lot of time. That was a thing that, like, at least all of us, like, were. I wouldn't say, like, they all didn't know. I didn't know it. So that's a big difference.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Because you guys came on the back end of our elections, so there was a lot of talk about the politics around that time. But it probably came right as it ended. But yeah. It was actually. So I don't know about the political situation, but I'm quite sure there's some turmoil, like similar to ours. It's not super stable, but it could be. Yeah, it's probably quite different and similar.
Yeah, there's like big differences in some similar stuff. Like, I think we were talking about like the immigrant thing. It's almost like the same kind of struggle in both in Chile and South Africa. Yeah. Oh, true. Like the wealth inequality is quite similar in Chile too. Like you can go even in Santiago, you can go to the south of Santiago and like. People will live like how Soweto is here, and you go to the north. This part is like Santon. It's like the same, so it's like a really unequal place.
Well, the things that I mentioned about South Africa, they're like random things. I did mention that we have a huge cultural space, so we love to embrace different. Performing arts, different cultures. Like, we're very accepting that way of that view. There's that. And then I also mentioned a lot about how like, we tend to live in the moment too much. That's another thing I mentioned, which is kind of true. I mean, like, we just come out of an election, as Daniel said, and the way... It was so chaotic. It shouldn't be like that for the amount of elections we've had since freedom 30 years ago. So that's something I did mention. I don't know about you, Daniel.
I probably did Jose quite wrong because I didn't. I told him. I gave him, you know, like a little bit of the surface about history, culture, the diversity, and some facts around the country. But also gave him maybe a bit more like. Day-to-day life perspective. So, what we like, what we like to do, what people are like, girls, stuff like that, and yeah.
Did you meet any girls? Yeah.
We went to a birthday.
But we don't want to talk about that. That one is
no.
No, talk about it.
That was oof.
Talk about it.
Well, all people here are very nice, like girls and boys. And I think we had a great time there.
It wasn't a fantastic party. I don't know, because the way he tells me about parties in Chile in comparison, this was nothing. But it was quite fun, and you got to meet some new people, and give him like a insight into what it is kind of for the youth, and how we spend our time and what we enjoy. It was but it was cold. But yeah, I know.
You went to a concert.
Yeah, true. I really liked it. It was like, I don't know why, but like, I haven't been too much to festivals, just in like various artists of different genres. So it was really interesting, like, knowing about the music here. Like, even some artists in your family, KG. So like, yeah, it was really interesting. That's what I want to say.
Any favorite music? Cause like we have like Afrikaans music, Ama Piano.
We didn't hear Ama Piano, right? I think we didn't. Piano.
That festival, it was weird. The way they structured the festival was weird. Because they would have a performer, so it could be like a rapper or any music, South African artist, right? So the order was, it was a rapper that started. Then they had a DJ who played after. And this DJ was playing classics. So it wouldn't play Ama Piano or Drum or things like that. It was just like classic African songs. And then my uncle went, and his music, I don't know how to describe it. His music is a very specific taste, if you know what I mean, you know. Like, it doesn't come across as great to everybody.
Specific.
It has like, And then after him was another DJ, who, in my opinion, was quite horrible, because he'd play like a classic. It was like, he'd play a classic, and then he'd play a random recent rap song. Or a recent African song. So it wouldn't be South African specifically. And then go back to playing a classic. And then we had a very awesome band. They're from Cape Town. Kujenga. Yeah. They were by far the best, though.
Yeah, that was the one I really liked. It was like... it was like a jazz band. Yeah, like African jazz.
They were like,
it was really different to like anything I've heard before. And it was really interesting. I really liked it. I liked it. Yeah.
Okay.
And they had quite a few instruments. They had a sax. At you, because you play that. They had a sax.
Trumpets and
everything. It was interesting on how they like mixed the instruments for the band. I mean, they had a bassist, drummer, like normal guitar, and then you have a sax, trumpets, and things like that out of nowhere, which was.
I'm not 100% sure. I could be wrong, but so. Cape Town, on average, I think, is more of a cultural hub or space compared to Johannesburg. But Johannesburg is also very cultural. But I think Cape Town there's a lot of history around the city and through its areas. So the music there, the culture, the arts, like what you were saying about how South Africa is, that's very interesting to hear stuff from there. And so some very famous musicians come from there from
Cape Town. Okay. Last two questions, okay. My one question that I've had for a while is, if there was like anything, like any cultural thing you could bring from South Africa to Chile, what do you think that would be?
Food. I'm immediately saying food, because it was like, it was this weekend, right? When I ate a quarta.
Yeah.
It was so good. That's the thing that I would bring to Chile. I loved quarta. Yeah, they have like all these flavors that I've like not used to. That's like the cuisine is really good. I really liked it. And the other things will be like more cultural, like music, like arts, because I was like surrounded by it the whole month that I was here. So and it's a really interesting. Like art and culture you have here in South Africa, which I think that more people in the world should know. And also like what I've said before, history.
I think I would bring that you are very, like, you're very close to your native languages. So in Chile, we're not close to our native languages. And I think that people should know about the history of our native people, about the language, about the culture. So they should stop, like, focusing on the rest of the planet. Like, Chile just look at the other countries and try to compare with them and start to looking about our history, our native people, and what can we get about, like, what can we just share our culture with all Chilean people.
Oh, like, you guys, we talked a lot about culture, South African culture, but there was actually, it was a big rugby game this Saturday. It's also a big part of our culture, but a different side.
Watch it.
They don't. What are you doing? Maybe go watch the highlights on DSTV or find it somewhere.
Tonight we'll watch them.
Yeah, it's a must. But and we did we saw a lot of sport, played a lot of sport while we were here. So I was actually wondering what you guys thought about sport here compared to sport in Chile or
true
or
cricket. I never seen cricket in my life. Have you?
It's a weird sport.
I never seen cricket in my life. Like, I've heard of it, but, like, I've never seen it. I saw it on TV once. And, yeah, also, like, how big hockey is, too. At least in St. David's, like, I never seen something like that. And, yeah, rugby and everything. Like, the sports that are really known here aren't that much known in Chile. Because in Chile we have, like, soccer, basketball, volleyball, and, like,
then athletics,
like, yeah, athletics and Olympics, and that's like all the sports we watch in Chile. But like here you have like rugby in television. That's something that we like, I don't know,
yeah,
don't much about it.
Because before I went here, I didn't watch a rugby game, like a whole game. So the first day that I got here, we actually watched rugby.
So it's my little brother. I should have rugby straight away.
So for the first time, I was like introduced to the rugby culture, and I really enjoyed the other day game, and we had a great time.
I learned a lot about Chile's history. Like, I'll be honest, when I signed up for the exchange, I knew very little about Chile, and
still don't.
So I learned a lot about like their history and like what it's like for them compared to here, especially because my mom was always asking questions. So I learned a lot about how their governments were, how they just got out of I want to say tyranny, dictatorship. That's 30, the word, so. Yeah, dictatorship. And that's a lot that I've learned, and how much more activities we have here in South Africa compared to their like schooling activities and stuff like that.
So Jose gave me maybe a little rundown on the political situation, the history, but I'll probably learn more when I go there. But I don't know a lot, to be honest. But I'm actually happy to go in a little bit blind because I get to learn while I'm there from the people. Mm-hmm. And
just some words.
Yeah, I learned. So my Spanish, Duolingo can only take you so far, if I'm being honest. So I'm not bad. I'm getting there. And I learned some of the more Chilean specific words, because the different dialects of Spanish throughout South America and whatnot. So I learned some great ones. So there's a universal word called weones. It means a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's your friend, but if you're angry at someone, it's you're an idiot. It's a lot, and it's actually quite interesting that since Spanish is such a versatile language that it can do all of that. And obviously you learn swear words as well, but that comes with the trade of learning a new language. He told me a lot about how the social side of how we are here compared to them there. So how they spend their times and what they do and parties and whatnot. Such as like they take it to a different level from what I've heard.
Parties,
like compared to us.
We've got nothing in comparison. so I'm quite excited, and the different. He actually gave me a taste of completos, so was quite nice. Here, obviously, nothing like, so I'll try it properly when I'm there, but that was quite nice. And the people and his friends, because he's coming from a different city than the city I'm going to visit, but he actually has friends from where they're from. So I don't know a lot, but I want to learn some more, so it'll be quite cool.
I need to actually start learning my Spanish. My last question. Do you think, if you were given the opportunity to, do you think you would ever move to South Africa? Like, to live in South Africa?
Well, in my case, I've seen, like, just Joburg. So, I don't know. Because I have, like, all my family in Chile. And I'm really like that. I it would be hard for me, like going outside of Chile.
You can bring,
I could bring. I think that I'd like to go more times to South Africa, and I think it's gonna happen anyway. Like to see other places like Cape Town and
Durban
and whatnot. Yeah, like I really want to visit South Africa more than I want. To live here, if we would say, yeah, I want to come here more times. That's the thing. I don't know if I would live here though.
Well, in my case, I have like a plan for not for my whole life, but just for the next years. And I want to study in Chile. So after studying and after going to university, I want to travel around the world. And I know that I don't want to live my whole life in Chile, so South Africa is really one of my options to live in a lot of more years.
And Daniel, since you're here, would you, since we haven't been there, it's a weird question, but would you move to Chile if you had the opportunity?
Why not? Like, it's
the food is great. Food the is parties fun. Are great.
Yeah, women are nice. what can go wrong? Yeah.
All right. I think we can wrap it up there. I hope you guys had a great experience here in Chile. It was lovely.
Oh,
in South Africa. My bad. I don't know about Daniel, but I know I'm looking forward to going to Chile. And hopefully our paths will cross again soon.